Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Israel says its military force has shot dead a Palestinian man who had stabbed and wounded an Israeli soldier in the West Bank. This morning's violence took place at a security checkpoint in the divided city of Hebron. Violence happened one day after Israeli forces shot dead three Palestinian assailants in separate incidents in Hebron and East Jerusalem. Palestinians say the violence is the results of frustration due to decades of occupation. Officials in Washington and Moscow have expressed a desire to extend their week-old ceasefire pact for Syria and confirmed aid deliveries had not yet begun, but agreed on little else concerning the situation in Syria. Supply trucks are idling at a special customs checkpoint at the Turkish border. Jens Lerke is a spokesperson for the UN Humanitarian Office.
We know that there's at least a quarter of a million people in eastern Aleppo who are potentially all of them in need of some kind of aid. The first 40 trucks are loaded with food for some 80,000 people for a month. And we really, really want to get it to eastern Aleppo. So as I say, it's highly frustrating. We know the world is watching.
Meanwhile, in New York, the UN Security Council canceled a meeting on Syria that was scheduled for late Friday. The cancellation came at the request of the U.S. and Russia. Witnesses are saying Al-Shabaab militants have captured a key Somali town near the border with Kenya. Residents in Al-Waq told VOA the heavily armed Shabaab fighters attacked the area from two directions, now control it. Witnesses saying at least four people were killed, the Shabaab force consisting of 200 fighters and a dozen battle wagons. This is VOA News.